The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Handoff, Elliott plowing to the goal line. Barry, sacked by Lord. Prescott keeps it, and he bangs it into the touchdown.
And now, your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Patrick Walker, and Kyle Yeomans.
It is a Talkin' Thursday here on Talkin' Cowboys, presented by what was that?
What the heck, Kyle?
What?
It's not just a Talkin' Thursday.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It's a Say It With Your Chest Thursday here on Talkin' Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, live from the Star in Frisco in the SWBC studios in Frisco, alongside Isaiah Standback and Chris Beam.
Solo dread today.
Kyle Yeomans.
Solo dreadhead. No two dreadheads.
No Patrick, no C. Walker. He will be joining us for our Pick'em segment coming up, and I'm sure he's watching.
Oh, he wasn't going to miss that one.
He ain't going to miss the Pick'em segment. He's not going to miss it. But happy holidays, everybody. It's our final show before Christmas. Chris Beam, DJ Beamer in the back, spinning the tracks as we get you ready for the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles coming up on Saturday, 3:25 kick, and a Christmas Eve that the Cowboys will look to spoil for the city of Philadelphia. Isaiah, how we doing?
I'm good, man. I am swell.
Yeah?
Yeah, how about yourself?
Doing good. Had a busy day yesterday, but a good busy day, which is nice. It's always
that's
good.
That's why you get the big bucks, KY.
But it's been fun. Had a press conference with North Texas's head coach.
Okay.
Then I drove to Stephenville, called a basketball game, drove back. And, oh, by the way, Pro Bowlers were announced.
That was freaking awesome. There's
it
some
really, was.
Really good stories out there, man.
And let's talk about the ones in-house.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I want to talk about the ones out of the
outhouse.
Out of, I know. As soon as I was starting to kind of form that sentence, I understood what was going on there. I mean, Washington's video, if you haven't checked it out yet,
dope,
the Commanders,
man.
I know they're a divisional rival, but that's awesome. That shows how much the Pro Bowl still means to players, and it really is a cool video. Go check it out. Went viral last night. 7 Pro Bowlers for the Dallas Cowboys this season, which is a good number to have. Well, I'll just name them all first, and then we'll talk about it. Zach Martin, his 8th selection on that offensive line, just continuing to be a dude. DeMarcus Lawrence, defensive end, his 3rd. Trayvon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, all in their 2nd Pro Bowls as really the 3 that are supposed to be the future of this franchise. Then you've got Tony Pollard at running back. Just the storyline of him and what he's done for this organization, what he's done over these last 3 years, and then now into a contract year, he's thrown up a Pro Bowl berth. That is really cool to see.
Cut the check.
Yeah, exactly. He's earning the big bucks now. And then Kevontae Turpin.
That's what I'm talking about.
You talk about a storyline.
That's what I'm talking about.
You and I were calling the game with the Chargers in SoFi. We didn't know what was the future.
I mean, he should probably just hire us.
As professional hype,
wherever he goes,
men.
If he's here, if he's somewhere else, he's just probably just hiring us. Because we definitely called that game, and you knew you were watching something special, and you knew that you were watching something that if somebody was going to be selected to the Pro Bowl as a return man, you have to fear that individual. And I think that the league determined, not just the league, the players, everybody, determining that he is the most dangerous threat as a return man, kickoff return and punt return, from where he started in his entire journey, the things he's had to overcome, the storylines he already had coming into this season. Man, just I couldn't be more happy for the individual.
They're playing flag football at the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Score 50 touchdowns.
Exactly.
He's going to be all over the place.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's no
me?
Way any of those guys going to be able to pull one of his flags.
Yeah,
straight speed.
I mean, he would be the first pick if I had a flag football team.
No wonder he's a Pro Bowler.
Absolutely.
That's the thing about Turpin. I mean, going into that game against the Chargers, you and I were having production meetings.
Yep.
We were talking about the content that we were laying out there. And one of the storylines was, does Kevontae Turpin earn a spot on the roster? Is he capable of being on an NFL roster?
We're a long ways away from that conversation.
Absolutely. No longer is it just an NFL roster. Yeah. It's a Pro Bowl roster, which is really cool.
One of the 2 best in the entire league.
Yeah.
At what he does.
Do you agree with that sentiment?
Absolutely.
Because I think
you fear him. You legit fear him and whatever special teams unit is on the field with him.
And I guess the recency bias probably has the muff punt against Houston in the back of the mind. Everybody's going to make a mistake. Absolutely. Zach Martin gives up a sack. It happens. Yeah. I mean, people have mistakes. Kevontae Turpin is as dangerous as anybody in the league as a return man. And we don't talk about it enough, I don't think.
He honestly has played it so safe this year. He's played it so safe.
How is that?
Oh, there's so many punt return opportunities that he's had that he's just opted to protect the team first. And that's the stuff that people don't see. You know, typically people are going to commercials. Nobody's really paying attention to somebody fair catching. Like, nobody cares. But if you watch the All-22 and look at some of the opportunities that he's had, but understanding the situation that he's in, saying, hey, if I simply just fair catch it right here, I put my team in a good situation as well. That is his maturity, not trying to do too much in so many situations where, as a punt returner, your instinct is literally to return everything.
Yeah.
So he's had to subdue his instinct in order to protect the team a lot of times this year, and I just hold him in a high regard. I'm just very happy for him.
Kind of in that same light, think about Tony Pollard. I mean, this is a guy who's been, for lack of a better term, stashed away for the last 3 years. He's been used, sure. We've seen his explosiveness. Yeah. But this is finally the season where you're starting to see what Tony can do.
Coming out party.
And he's been fantastic from the jump. I mean, how cool is it to see him on a Pro Bowl roster next to the other two running backs are Saquon Barkley and Miles Sanders. And, I mean, both of those guys are great. Specifically, Saquon's having a phenomenal year. But you can see just how good the NFC East division is in terms of running the football.
They're solid. And he's electric. I mean, I think he has literally just shocked the entire league in terms of how dangerous he is. I mean, you just mentioned that the Dallas has utilized him, you know, every so often, you know, in accordance with Zeke. But this year, he's been highlighted. And this year, they gave him the keys a little bit more, and you've seen what he's been able to put on display. So many times in the past, you've seen him kind of show these flashes. You're like, okay, yeah, he has some speed. Okay. If he gets to the outside, it's a problem. But he's not an every down back. I think he's proven everybody wrong in that regard, and he's proved in a very important year for him financially, right, and career-wise. Hey, way to freaking go. Way to take advantage of the opportunity that's presented to you, because he's definitely due for a payday, and Dallas is going to have to open up that checkbook to keep him here.
Think about a guy who has his experience in the NFL but is as fresh as he is in terms of running the football and the tread on those tires.
3 years in the league.
They're not very thin. Nope. They've got a lot of tread left. Now, out of the other five guys, Zach Martin, D-Law, Trayvon Diggs, CD, Micah.
D-Law, man.
Which one sticks out? Is it D-Law?
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about D-Law, somebody who came back this year on a substantial pay cut.
Okay.
He came back this year knowing that he didn't have the opportunity to make the bread that he wanted to make. So he's like, okay, I'll come back. All right, I'll take this amount of money because I want to put the team first, and I understand that I didn't come off the most amazing season last year, but I'm going to show you, and I'm going to prove to you that I'm still capable of that. You hear all these murmurs of this young bull coming in. Micah Parsons comes in and has a dominant year, and you kind of get put on the back burner. Mm-hmm. You don't have the year that you were expected to have. You got everybody and their mama talking about this other guy playing across from you. He's getting all the love, and you know, you got Dorrance Armstrong getting brand new contracts. You know, Micah's all over TV, all over the place, and you're just a guy now. You went from being the guy to just being a guy. And this was his year to remind everybody, I'm gonna go ahead and chop these dreads off, and I'm gonna come back brand new, and I'm gonna show you guys that I'm still a guy that you got to be concerned about. So kudos to him as well. He didn't talk a lot. He just went out there and showed you.
Yeah, and even the stats I don't think tell the whole story. No. And that's been the case throughout D-Law's career, is the sacks versus pressures argument. Cowboys Nation's had it for years. I've always been on the fact that D-Law does more than sack.
Absolutely.
I mean, he does more than get in the backfield.
He's been a big run stopper this year.
He's been huge at stopping the run. He sets the edge. He does such a good job of just being disruptive. Yep. And even after the play is over, guess who's running around the football? Mm-hmm. 90. I mean, if it's 5 or 10 yards down the field, 90's back there too, because he's playing until the whistle. I would have absolutely voted for DeMarcus Lawrence in terms of the Pro Bowl. Now, kind of transitioning over, he's also on the injury report. So news and notes, what would Rob do? What would Patrick do? I'll run the injury report rundown, I guess, today. Dorrance Armstrong, Noah Brown, Jake Ferguson, Jayron Kearse, D-Law, all limited in practice. They were a part of practice yesterday. Micah Parsons and Leighton Vander Esch, both DNPs. Of course, Leighton with that neck or the pinched nerve in the shoulder. And then Micah Parsons with the illness. So I don't think there's a whole lot of concern on Micah playing this weekend, and even Mike McCarthy echoed that same sentiment. Leighton Vander Esch probably not going to play this weekend.
Nope.
I don't think you're going to see 55 out on the field. And then the Philadelphia injury report is just a mess because they just rested a ton of guys. Absolutely. James Bradberry, A.J. Brown, Fletcher Cox, Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce, Gardner Minshew, who's going to be possibly the starting quarterback, but he was a full participant yesterday. And then Josh Sweat. They were all limited in terms of a resting fashion. So long injury report, but not a lot, whole lot going on there.
If you were the Eagles, what would be your approach to this game?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not playing Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
there's no point.
You get the point is to wrap up the division because even though the chances are slim, and I was talking about this on a radio call this morning.
Still a chance.
There's absolutely a chance.
Absolutely,
because if you let one game slip, all of a sudden that momentum is upended, and maybe these final two games of the season don't go as well as you think.
I totally understand securing the bag.
Yeah,
and I understand controlling the controllables, but if I'm Philadelphia. I'm not playing Jalen Hurts. Everybody else might play, but I'm not playing Jalen Hurts. I don't think this is a rest game for everybody just to let him chill just because you seemingly have it.
That can come in the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Once you wrap up the number one seed.
But I think that you do protect your most important player.
Yeah. I can see that. If he's dealing with a legitimate injury, which it is, if it's an AC joint and it's a shoulder.
From what I saw on film, that's a legit injury.
It's a legit injury. Then, absolutely. Yeah. I think you do. You set him aside and you say, hey, thanks for trying.
Chill out.
But let's wrap this. Let's try and wrap this thing up now.
Yeah.
If not, we'll force you back in the future when you've got more time in between. So that is a topic of conversation, I think. And Philadelphia said yesterday they're not ruling out Jalen Hurts playing.
Of course not.
Is that just gamesmanship?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too. if you're looking
you have to
at
prepare
that,
for both, Kyle.
Yeah, ESPN's on the air and they're saying, "Oh my gosh, Jalen Hurts might play," and everybody else is like, "No."
That's how I know they haven't had an AC joint sprain before on your throwing shoulder.
Is that giving you nightmares this week? I feel like every time you talk about it, you've got more flashbacks going on behind you.
It freaking hurts.
Yeah,
like not Jalen Hurts, but it hurts. Like seriously, so. If he does play, whoo, man, hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him because it's going to hurt.
Oh, gosh. Gardner Minshew, though, he's going to be interesting. He brings a specific skill set.
Spark plug, man.
Yeah, he is. He's got that energy. The video surfaced last time that he started and they got a win was after the game. He was with his dad, and you could see like the excitement and the passion that Minshew plays with.
He's very passionate.
He's still got that going into the 2022 season. Now, today we're previewing the Cowboys offense up against this Philadelphia defense. And you very much so love the front seven of the Philadelphia defense. I mean, they are as loaded as anybody. They are the only team in the NFL that has more sacks than the Dallas Cowboys. They get after the quarterback. They get after the football. And they can stop the run because they've got a couple guys in the middle that can clog up holes. What's the biggest thing about this defense?
That's the thing about it. Like, when you think about the Philadelphia Eagles, at least when I think about the Philadelphia Eagles front seven, specifically their front four, I think about their ability to stop the run. I think about your ability to work the ball down the field if they choose to go bend but don't break defense and then them just halting you in the red zone or the black zone because they have the big fellas up front and they can stop your running game.
Mm-hmm.
And they have cornerbacks that can go up there and press you and stay in your hip pocket as well. So this defensive front for me is very dangerous. You talk about the guys that there's some guys we haven't even faced yet. We played against those guys against Philadelphia's front seven, obviously, early in the season. But now they have all their goons. Okay, they have, you know, Fletcher Cox, Joseph Linville, you know, Hargrave, Riddick, Josh Sweat, and Ndamukong Suh, Graham.
And all those names mean something. But if you read them off in the depth chart, that's when it gets really scary for me because it's Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, Josh Sweat. That's your front offensive line. Oh, by the way, Brandon Graham's up there too. Then you go to the second level. The second
off
level
the bench.
Of the depth chart.
Off the bench.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Linville Joseph, Jordan Davis, Janarius Robinson, Robert Quinn, who's on IR, but he's listed as the second. Then you go to the third string. Isaiah, and then you've got Milton Williams, and you've got Ndamukong Suh. They've got dudes
up
front.
They got a lot of
dudes. And it's the same problem teams have when they face the Cowboys. Because the Cowboys, you look at it, and they've got Chauncey Golston.
But that's the thing,
at the next level.
That's the thing. So when you face the Dallas Cowboys, you fear their pass rush. You don't want to have to be in a passing situation against the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
Right? That is the one area where you're like, crap, man. We got to get the ball out quick. If we have to push it down the field and we just have to take a risk, roll the dice, because they're probably going to get back and hit us in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you fear the Dallas Cowboys. You don't fear the Dallas Cowboys in terms of if you have to run the ball against them. Actually, you welcome it.
Yeah.
You welcome running the ball against the Dallas Cowboys to date.
Sure. Right?
Without a Jonathan Hankins, especially. when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, you just mentioned the stat about them having more sacks. Like, you don't, I don't think about them in the light of sacks. Mm-hmm. I think about them in terms of all the beef that they have up front. If they get down to the goal line, who are they going to put in the, on the goal line? They're going to call in Linfield Joseph. They're going to call in Fletcher Cox. They're going to call in Big Baby Davis. And they're going to call in Ndamukong Suh. Those are the four big nasties that you're going to put on your front line. Oh, and then you have Sweat, Graham, all those other guys as well.
Those guys are pretty good, too.
Yeah, those guys are pretty good, too. So I think about them in that regard. But then when you start thinking about their ability to then – so that fears you. That you should be afraid of that. You don't want to run into that brick wall. Mm-hmm. Then you look at the pass rush. And you have to acknowledge the fact that they have Brandon Graham. You have to acknowledge the fact that they have Reddick, Pro Bowl. You have to acknowledge the fact that they have Sweat. So they –
All three of those guys, by the way, Reddick, Hargrave, and Sweat have more than 9.5 sacks. Brandon Graham has 8.5. Fletcher Cox has 6.
And Brandon Graham's been around since Jesus was born. Right? So it's like all these guys
at the original Christmas.
Exactly. So all you fear them in terms of you running the ball against them, and you fear having to drop back against them. So in that regard, I think their front seven is more dangerous than Dallas's front seven because you fear both aspects of their of what they present.
Yeah. No, I agree. But now, and you've talked about this previously, which type of pressure is tougher on a quarterback? Outside pressure and interior pressure?
Interior pressure all day.
And where's the pressure coming from at Philadelphia?
Fletch muffins, man.
It's coming right up the middle.
Yeah. So it's the same reason why we talk heavily about Jonathan Hankins.
Sure.
Okay? Why are we going to miss him so much?
Because he takes up multiple gaps.
He takes up multiple guys, man. He takes both guys. He puts their hands in their chest. He declares them. He makes them declare him all day long. Two guys. You better put two guys on me. Either I'm going to get in the backfield, I'm going to disrupt things, or you're going to take these two guys and I'm just going to clog everything up.
Yeah.
Well, they have four of him. They have four versions of him. They literally have four versions of him. So we're sad because we're missing one. And we know how much that's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. But they have four Jonathan Hankins.
Yeah. Guys that are actually rated higher than Jonathan Hankins.
Facts.
In a lot of areas, too.
I was going to say that, Kyle, but yes.
But it's true. I mean, it's that's how it is. It's the fact of the matter. They're good players.
Yes.
Now, with interior pressure coming, mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost like Game of Thrones. Winter is coming, so is the interior pressure.
Absolutely.
But with the way that that's all going to play out on Saturday, who on the offensive line has to play their best?
Everybody.
Who's got to be best up front? That's what I want to answer that specifically on the other side of the break when we come back. More Talking Cowboys presented by Black Rifle Coffee right after this.
When you build, you start with the foundation. And home ownership is a foundation of a stable future. The Bank of America Community Home Ownership Commitment has helped over 34,000 people lay the groundwork so far. With up to $10,000 towards your down payment or 3% of the purchase price, whichever is less, the satisfaction of owning your own place can become a reality. Visit bankofamerica.com/homeowner to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, equal housing lender. Credit and collateral is subject to approval. Restrictions apply. This is not a commitment to lend.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper is on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a coffee club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to blackriflecoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a
happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys, here on a beautiful Thursday. Hope everybody's having a safe and happy holiday season to this point. Which, by the way, if you want to have good representation for the NFL Fan of the Year, James Wright is your 2022 Cowboys Fan of the Year. James brings the spice to every Dallas Cowboys game, and now he needs you to help him bring it to the Super Bowl. Vote James to be given the ultimate title of NFL Fan of the Year, presented by Captain Morgan, by casting your vote at NFL.com/Fan of the Year. Back here with Isaiah Stanback.
That's right.
Chris Beam. No Patrick Walker this morning. He is put on he's got a DNP. Let's just say
DNP,
that.
DNP, full go.
Full go on Sunday, or Saturday, rather, against Philadelphia. He'll be there at the stadium. He'll be doing his normal job, and I'm sure he's listening. So, Patrick Nosy Walker, if you want to prove that you're listening, shoot us a text message right now. I want to see if he texts into the group message.
You know what, Kyle? Today is a Black Rifle Coffee type of day. Have you been outside today?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's chilly.
It's definitely chilly.
Have you seen what's going on tomorrow or tonight?
I heard about it. I mean, I feel it. I can feel what's coming on outside.
Be safe, everybody.
Yeah.
Please be safe because it's going. It's already dipped under freezing now. It's 27 degrees right now. It was 40 when I left the apartment this morning. The temperature by the end of the night is going to get into the single digits.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yep, single digits in Dallas.
Is that wind chill?
The wind chill is like negative 16 is what it's going to be because it's going to be super windy. So, yeah, hope you brought your Washington coat, your sideline coat you used with the Huskies up there.
No, I'm going to my Boston coat now.
Boston coat? You're going the other way?
You got to go to the other side of the closet.
Okay, so according to the weather app that it's called AccuWeather. That's the one that I've always used. 7 a.m. That's what it's going to look like.
No, Gardner just got announced.
Oh, is it for sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there you go. Breaking news here on Talking Cowboys. Gardner Minshew will be the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles this week. No more gamesmanship on the way. 7 a.m. tomorrow, Isaiah.
Okay.
So right whenever you're normally leaving the house, you're getting out. Oh. 7 degrees. Real feel, which is wind chill, negative 15.
Let's freaking go, man.
In Texas.
Yeah, shorts weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bowl game up here tonight. Air Force and Baylor are playing in Fort Worth.
Oh, that's the trash.
Sick and Bears, right?
It's going to be polar.
Beamer, you going?
Hold on.
Yeah.
My wife actually has her company Christmas party tonight, so we're going to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Likely excuse.
I need to go get some burlap for my plants.
I know. Yeah, do that quickly. You better go home right after this.
I know.
Forget special edition. We gotta go. All right, let's continue previewing the Cowboys offense up against the Philadelphia defense as they face each other coming up on Saturday. And I asked you the question before the break.
You did.
Which offensive lineman needs to have his best day of the year on Saturday? Is it the interior guys, one of those two guys, three guys? Is it the tackles that need a bit of a rebound after a rough week in Jacksonville? Which one do you have your eye on?
First, middle, last name, okay?
Okay.
All of them. So
but you got to pick one.
If I had to pick, it has to be the interior line.
Okay.
It has to be the interior line because you
still not one.
Well, you're talking about one guy?
One guy. Give me one guy.
Tyler Biadasz. Tyler Biadasz.
Really?
Has to have the game of
his
life.
We haven't been talking a whole lot about Tyler.
Tyler Biadasz has to have the game of his life because you think about somebody who's going to have extreme pressure on them. You just talked about the depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tyler Biadasz at any given time is going to have Jordan Davis, Fletcher Cox. Those guys go out. Okay, oh, that's fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next guys come in. Okay. Linfield Joseph and Dominican Sue. Is that the next?
Fresh legs,
okay. Those that's the backups, okay? And then you're probably not going to the third string. You're probably getting those other two guys right back. So
You're
talking about somebody who's going to have absolute monsters on either side of him. He looks to his left, monster. He looks to his right, monster. Sometimes those monsters are going to hit both gaps, going to hit both shoulders of his. He's going to have his feet dug in the ground. He better have his doggone screw-in cleats on because he's going to have a long day. Matter of fact, y'all might want to do a GoFundMe for his massage because he's going to need it before and after the game.
He's going to be challenged. And we haven't been talking a whole lot about Tyler and what he's been doing this season, partially because of the musical chairs going on around him, has been more of a topic of conversation. When you've watched him this year, how would you grade out what he's done here in year three?
You haven't had to talk about him. So, okay. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's been doing his job, and I don't think that he's been necessarily challenged on the interior front. But he will this week. Mm-hmm. He will this week. He's going to go from, you know, just easy breezy, beautiful cover girl to now all of a sudden he's going to have to figure it out. Because these guys are coming. And I didn't even mention Javon Hargrave. I mean, these guys are, man, yeah, I'm worried. If okay. I'm worried on the interior line.
I'm going to give you some ease to your worry.
Thank you, sir.
So back in week six, and I know they didn't have Ndamukong Suh or Linville Joseph, but against Philadelphia, he played 67 snaps, which is one of the tops in the entire year for Tyler Biadasz in terms of snap count. He allowed not one pressure. Just zero pressures.
Beast.
100% win rate, 100% efficiency.
Love it.
And the blocking percentage, 100%.
Love it.
26 run blocks, 41 pass blocks, blanked the Eagles in week six, which is great.
That's right.
Worst game he's had all year, probably Green Bay. Maybe New York the second time around, he wasn't very good. Three pressures in each of those games. And then against the Rams, he gave up three pressures, including two hurries in that one.
He hasn't
allowed a sack this year.
I'm not as concerned in the passing game.
Okay.
I know those are the analytics in regards to the passing game. I'm more so concerned with his ability to move these guys off the ball. Mm. And if you can't move these guys off the ball, he's already undersized. He's undersized already for his position. He is facing some of the more aggressive, larger humans in this league.
Okay.
And these aren't just big guys. These are guys that like to get vertical and create havoc. Every single one of these guys. Hargrave, havoc. Linville Joseph, havoc. Fletcher Cox, havoc. Big Baby Davis, probably the lesser of all of them in terms of creating havoc. He's still figuring things out. Yeah, I call him Big
not
Baby
the, not the one that plays for the Celtics. Yeah.
I've given him a new nickname.
Yeah.
But his ability to get underneath these guys' pads, that's going to be an advantage. But can he move these guys in the opposite direction? And if he can't, then what is this run game?
Yeah. And he'll have help with Zach Martin to his right.
Facts.
But if you're one-on-one with those guys, who's going to win that battle? And there's not really a stat that really says
there's not
pass blocking versus run blocking. There's a grade on PFF. So for lack of a better stat, his overall grade this year, 67 in terms of pass blocking, 59 in terms of run blocking, his exact grades in week six against Philadelphia, 67 in terms of pass blocking and 59 run blocking. So it was right at his average of what he was able to do against Philadelphia in week six. So outside of the front seven, where does Philadelphia challenge you defensively? Can these wide receivers get some separation, maybe help Dak Prescott get the ball out quickly in order to counteract what they do up front? Kind of the same way teams are looking at the Cowboys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a very similar approach. I mean, the only difference is these guys have really good DBs on both sides. Darius Slay is a complete beast. We know about him. And then Bradbury, you know, he's hurt us. He hurt us last time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, both of these guys are ball hawks. Both of these guys are aggressive. This is going to be a heck of a challenge for this offense of Kellen Moore and these players. I know the Pro Bowl things just came out, but these guys are going to have to go out there and show exactly why they have the star underneath them on Madden and why they should be classified as all pros in the NFL.
X-Factors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and I this is a fan question, actually, that just kind of popped up on my phone. Earlier in the week, you said this is a playoff-level football game.
Yes.
This is playoff-level. This is going to be the toughest test the Cowboys will have prior to actually getting into
Facts.
The wild card or divisional round.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still think so with Jalen Hurts out now that breaking news has just come down with Gardner Minshew in for Jalen Hurts, who was out on Saturday? Is this still a playoff level football game?
Yes.
Why is that?
Atmosphere.
Okay.
This the situation of what we know both of these teams have on the line, and I don't think as good as Jalen Hurts is, they're still going to be able to do what they do. Mm. They're not changing their game plan because of Gardner Minshew is now the quarterback of this particular game. That alone allows for them to still be relatively dangerous. Now, had this team had a totally different style of quarterback, and now they're having to change everything, and now they can't utilize Sanders, they can't utilize Goddard, they can't utilize, you know, all the, you know, A.J. Brown and everybody else they have, I would say, okay, yeah, we can change our game plan up. But these guys are going to be able to run the same exact offense regardless of who's that quarterback. Yeah. And that's why I think that even though that quarterback's not going to be as talented, these guys can still hurt you.
So, and that part of that is on the defensive side of the football, mm-hmm. because they're not affected at all outside of what they do, and they're still one of the best pass rushers, one of the best secondaries. I mean, you look at even the secondary for this Philadelphia team and some of the guys they have. Darius Slay's a Pro Bowler, and for a reason, he's one of the best zone coverage corners and even press corner. I mean, he does it all well. Yeah, I mean, he's been one of the best in the league for a reason, but where do they challenge you outside of the quarterback position that worries you the most, offensively and defensively?
I would say their secondary.
Okay.
I would say their secondary with the issues that Dak
even
has
more
had.
So than their front seven?
Oh, I thought you said outside of that.
No, outside of the quarterback position.
Oh.
Is it the front seven?
Yeah.
Okay, so outside of the front seven now.
Yeah, so outside
since
of,
we talked about that enough.
I mean, the reason why is because Dallas needs to run the ball to get going.
Okay.
That's just facts, okay? Dallas needs to run the ball to get going. And if they can't run the ball to get going, now you're facing yourself in a situation where Dak's having to throw this ball 40-plus times a game. We know the results of when what happens whenever he does that. We don't like it, okay? Dak had a relatively good game. I don't disagree with Jerry Jones and his statements, okay? Dak went 23 for 30 last game. Mm-hmm. That's pretty doggone good.
It's a decent stat line.
But unfortunately, two of those seven were interceptions.
Yep.
So that's what kills you. If Dak has more of those opportunities and he's forced to throw the ball and throw these guys to victory, I'm not sure that I have full confidence that they can win ball games like that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, their front seven is dangerous because they don't allow you to get going and they don't allow you to get to your play action game if that's your game plan. But outside of that, if you have to sit back and throw the ball, it's not like you're playing against bums. These guys will make you pay. They made us pay last time. Now people can say, oh, well, there's miscommunication and that. Okay, there's all those things that took place, possibly. But these guys are still fully capable of going out there making plays, and they don't just make plays against Dallas. They've made plays against other teams as well.
It's one of those things that, and Patrick said this last time, but Dallas is beating themselves in multiple areas. But what happens whenever not only are you beating yourselves, but you're playing a team that can beat you?
Yeah.
And right now, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing this week. It makes things tough going into it with or without Jalen Hurts in the fold. And right now, it is without Jalen Hurts in the fold. Breaking news, Gardner Minshew, the starting quarterback on Saturday. When we come back, we'll pick some games. We'll tell you how to win some money on DraftKings. And we've got Patrick Nosey Walker online here at Talking Cowboys. He's making an appearance when we come back right after this.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
All right, it is your last chance coming up this week to get your holiday photo with Santa at the Star, presented by Monument Realty. Santa Claus will be at his Cowboys-themed cottage in the Star District across from Ascension through December 24th. So that's coming up quick. Visit thestardistrict.com/Santa for more info. He's got to get back to the North Pole. Got to get back with his elves, check in, load the sleigh.
The North Pole was here today.
Yeah, it feels like the North Pole outside, no doubt about it. But and I'm sure there are plenty of listeners up north that are saying, nope, it ain't there
facts,
yet.
Yeah.
It ain't there yet. It's coming, though. It's coming. Back here with Isaiah Stanback, Chris Beam running things in the back, and we have got our very own Patrick Nosey Walker joining us from a remote location. That big smiling face back on Talking Cowboys today. Patrick, how we doing?
I'm doing great. Got the foot resting up over here, you know, limited participant, but never DNP, not going on IR. I'm here. Let's get these plays run. I'm ready to run these routes for you, QB1.
DB, DNP, DNP, DNPs, trying to get back in the fold, trying not to lose his starting job. I mean, there's nobody else in here to replace you, though, Patrick. You're irreplaceable, if we're being honest. So let's get into some DraftKings, and Patrick, I'll do my best to outline what this looks like DraftKings wise. But Dak Prescott, 6,100 is the total. Tony Pollard is $7,000. Apparently, Patrick has seen this graphic, so that's nice. CeeDee Lamb is 7,500, and the Cowboys defense and special teams unit with Pro Bowler Kevontae Turpin, 2,600 on the bottom of the list. You can play for free for over $1 million with your deposit on DraftKings.com. Isaiah, I'll start with you on this one. What you got on the DraftKings pick 'em this week?
This might be the most difficult one we've had.
It's pretty tough because Philadelphia is good against all of these these fantasy numbers.
I'm going to go with the defense and special teams. I'm going to go with Kevontae Turpin for 2,600, Kyle.
Okay, I like it. What about Pro Bowler Tony Pollard? That's what I'm going to go with. I think he's going to have a big game because they're going to rely on the run. They're going to stick to it all the way through, and he's going to test the edge. He's going to get outside. He's going to get to the numbers, and he's going to turn up field and torch the Philadelphia Eagles. Making a bold prediction. Okay. It's bold prediction time. Right. I bet he runs for 100 yards this week.
Ooh, against Josh Sweat and Hassan Reddick?
100 yards and 2 touchdowns against Philadelphia this week.
Okay, let's see it, man. I would love to see that.
Yep, say it with your chest here on a Thursday. Patrick, who you got on it?
I'm going to say it with my chest as well. I'm going with the defense and special teams. I think Kevontae Turpin getting his first Pro Bowl nod and as an NFL rookie, that's going to juice him up to make a big play against the Eagles. But the advantage slightly goes towards the Cowboys with Jalen Hurts being more or less ruled out. I think Gardner Minshew is a drop-off from Jalen Hurts, though he can win the game. Be careful there. But I'll take the Cowboys defense holding the Philadelphia Eagles offense to 275 yards of offense.
Ooh. Keeping it tight. I like it, Patrick. Well done, my friend. All right, let's welcome in our fan picker this week. I do not have a standings update at the moment. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't have one. Sorry, guys. I will tweet it out today, though. I'll tweet it out. I'll get it out there. Make sure everybody knows the update and knows the standings heading into the final week of the regular season. Final 2 weeks of the regular season. But let's start things off with Mike in New York. Mike, welcome back to Talking Cowboys. How's it going?
What's going on, guys?
So you were our second picker last year, week 5, and you went a whopping 5-1. I mean, you were fantastic. Can you follow that up, Mike? Can you find a way to get it done again?
I hope so.
There you go. And what part of New York are you calling from?
I live in Hudson Valley. I live in, it's cold here too, man. It's real cold.
What's the temperature?
Right now, actually, it's probably warmer than in Dallas. Right now, it's probably about 30 degrees, but it's going to get good.
That's summer up there.
No. Yeah, he's saying no thank you. All right, let's pick some games. Let's start things off. This is the Thursday night game. We never get to pick the Thursday night game, but it's actually pretty good this week.
I like it.
The New York Jets at home, 7-7 New York Jets fighting for a playoff spot. Who are they fighting against? The Jacksonville Jaguars, and that is where this one is. Jacksonville, who just knocked off the Cowboys, going on the road to try and face the Jets on a Thursday night football game tonight. Patrick, who you got?
Jets need it badly. Jaguars riding too high after that win over the Cowboys. Give me the Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets.
Mike, who you got up there in New York?
I got Jacksonville.
He's going to make some enemies up there. I like it.
Yeah, I know. I you know, it's just one of those things.
I'm going to take the Jags, too. I'm right there with you, Mike.
I'm going with the Jets. Left tackle for the Jags is out for the year.
Cam Robinson?
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate for them. Seahawks at the Chiefs, Arrowhead Stadium. Seahawks have been playing good. Geno Smith's a Pro Bowl quarterback. How about that? And then you've got the Chiefs, who struggled to get past the Texans. Can they bounce back, Isaiah?
You would come to me first with this one.
Yeah, I just wanted to get you
Where's
started.
It at?
It's in Arrowhead.
Oh, Kansas City.
Yeah, going with the Chiefs.
You
Patrick,
just wanted to hear me say that.
Patrick, who you got?
Next time, say it louder.
No.
You can't hear you.
I will not, sir.
Chiefs got the scare against the Texans. They're back on their grind. I'm going big with the Chiefs.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs big. Mike, who you got?
I got the Chiefs. Chiefs are too tough there. They're not going to lose.
Man, the Seahawks just must be garbage, I guess, if we're picking
we got
all
Geno
against,
Smith.
If we're picking all against the Chiefs, all with the Chiefs, I should say. All right, Giants on the road against the Vikings. Giants trying to wrap up some playoff positioning with a big win on the road up at U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm going to take the Vikings to win it. I think the Giants make it really close, though, and I think they get back within striking distance late, but the Vikings pull it out. Mike, who you got?
I got Minnesota. Minnesota at home. Yeah, it's gonna be a close game. I think Minnesota's gonna. I don't know though.
Yeah,
Cousins. I don't know, but I still think Minnesota's gonna pull it off.
Yeah. Hey, he picked against both New York teams up there. Isaiah, who you got?
Give me the Giants.
Patrick.
Giants needed to remain in the playoff picture in a good seeding. Minnesota is one historic comeback away from being waxed twice at home. So give me the Giants.
All right. How about this one? Cincinnati going up against New England on the road. The Bengals at the Patriots. Patrick, who you got?
I don't think we'll see any more lateral plays from the Patriots. Give me New England.
New England at home against Cincinnati and Joe Burrow? Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking.
Set it with your chest, Isaiah.
Give me the Bengals.
Give me Joe Burr, because it's probably going to be pretty darn cold up there in New England. Mike?
Cincinnati, yeah. Joe Burr and Chase, they're tough. And the way New England's playing, I'll take Cincinnati.
All right, last one. And this is
I'll stand on that island.
This is the battle of the disappointments. Who is going to be the biggest disappointment this season? We might as well pick who's going to lose this game, because it's more so like that. The Denver Broncos at 4-10 on the road against the Los Angeles Rams, at 4-10. And two teams that had high expectations and have, safe to say, they have not lived up to those expectations this year. Patrick, we'll start with you.
I'll tell you who's going to lose, the fans. Broncos lose this one.
And you think about the other teams that are 4-10, Cardinals, Colts are 4-9-1, but close enough. Those are four teams that are all at 4-10 that just haven't played well this year, but were either close to or playoff teams a year ago. I'm going to take the Broncos on the road. I think their defense is good enough to shut down the Rams offensively. And so give me Denver to win it at SoFi Stadium. Isaiah?
Let's ride.
Oh, gosh.
I think Russell Wilson gives them the reason to have hope going into next season.
Ugh.
I know.
Gross. Mike, who you got?
Is he even going to play the entire game?
I actually got the Rams winning. I don't know. I don't trust Denver right now. Wilson's not having a great season.
And you
the
trust
Rams.
The Rams? The Rams is who you throw Baker Mayfield into the fold?
He's actually not playing that bad, to be honest.
He's not playing that good either, Mike. He's not setting the world on fire. But you know who has been setting the world on fire?
Who that?
A couple teams out of the NFC East. And they meet up this week. The Philadelphia Eagles on the road against the Dallas Cowboys. Eagles at 13-1 with a win will wrap up the NFC first seed, the bye week, the division. All the marbles on the line for Philadelphia if they can just get a win this week. And the Cowboys at home at AT&T Stadium have a chance to avoid that and push it off at least one more week. We'll start with Mike. Who you got this week for Cowboys and Eagles?
Cowboys, man. Cowboys, they got to pull it off somehow. 33-27 Dallas. I mean, we don't want them winning the division on our home turf. No.
There you go. Mike in New York bringing the energy, bringing the passion. 33-27. He gives the score for the Cowboys over the Eagles. Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate you calling in again. We'll talk to you soon.
You guys have a great holiday.
All righty, you too. He brings the energy.
I love it.
That's fun, man. That's fun. Patrick, we'll let you continue this one. Who you got?
It's going to be a close one, but give me the Cowboys by 10. I'm taking Cowboys 27-17. Less offense with no Jalen Hurts on the field for the Eagles. Cowboys need a bounce back desperately to send a message to the world and get ready for the playoffs. So, yeah, Cowboys 27-17.
Okay. I'm actually not too far off of that. I'm going to do with Gardner Minshew in, it's not a huge drop off, but it is a drop off. Give me the Cowboys 27. I'm trying to think of a weird score, like a weird score combination that would get us there. 27-20, and I'm just going to go with the normal one, 24. 27-24, Cowboys get the win by 3 in a tight one late, a late field goal from Brett Maher enough to distance themselves and get the win, number 11 on the season. Isaiah, who you got?
34-24. I don't know if Dallas gets the run game going.
Yeah.
So I've got to go with Philly.
Okay. That's fair. I don't blame you. I would kind of be sad if we didn't go at least one Philadelphia, because that would make me think that the Cowboys would not pull this one out.
Sorry.
That's okay. I thought about picking Philly, too. I really did. The difference is about 6 points.
I had my split.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say Dallas, but I mean,
I think Jalen Hurts cost Philly 6 points. And I have the Cowboys winning by 3. I had them losing by 3 against if Jalen Hurts was playing.
The scheme is more about scheme than it is about player over there.
Sure.
So
I can see that. No doubt about it. But there you go.
I had Philly taking the first matchup in Philadelphia, and they did. And regardless of what was going to transpire ahead of this game, I had the Cowboys getting revenge. So just so happens what's happening is the change of QB1 for this weekend. But it doesn't change the fact that the Cowboys want revenge for what took place in Philadelphia.
So Cowboys. They've had this circled for quite some time. They've had this circled since that game in week 6. I mean, 10 weeks later down the road, they have wanted this one bad. And so no matter what happened in Jacksonville last week, I think this is a team that's going to be out to prove something heading into week 16. But that's going to do it for us this week on Talking Cowboys. No shows tomorrow. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Enjoy your holiday season. Be sure to join us on pregame live, 2 p.m. Central Time here from the Star in Frisco. And we'll be on postgame as well. Isaiah Stanback, Barry Church, Nate Newton, Haley Sutton, and the entire crew. Patrick Nosey Walker, keep up with him on DallasCowboys.com. Chris Bean will be out there as well. Stay warm. Stay safe, everybody, throughout this holiday season. We'll catch back up with you on Monday to break it down, win or lose, for the Dallas Cowboys. For Beam, for Isaiah, for Patrick, I'm Kyle Yeoman saying so long from the Star in Frisco. We'll see you next week on Talking Cowboys.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?